Support for the morning show comes from the Carthage College Office of Continuing Studies, providing graduate and accelerated certification programs in education to start or advance a career in teaching. Convenient evening and summer courses are designed for the working adult. More information available at carthage.edu/grad. Support for the morning show also comes from Andrea's, a Kenosha tradition since 1911, a unique shopping experience time and time again, and that's what brings you back. And don't forget about Jack's Cafe. Andrea's, 2401 60th Street, online at andreasgifts.com. Oops. And we welcome you to the Wednesday morning show on WGTDHD, your gateway to public radio. I'm Gregory Berg. It's a great pleasure on today's morning show to be welcoming back into our studios for his monthly visit, Brian Albrecht, the president of Gateway Technical College. The occasion of this particular visit is to observe a special day coming up on the 27th of April, which is Administrative Professionals Day. And it's an opportunity for people like Brian Albrecht, for one, to stop and appreciate the people behind the scenes that make such a big difference in the smooth operating of, in this case, the president's office, but in offices across the county, across the country, around the world, actually. And we're going to be highlighting that by talking to an instructor in Gateway's Administrative Professional Program and to two of the students who have been especially active. We'll introduce them in just a moment. But first, President Brian Albrecht, we welcome you back to the morning show.
Thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here. And certainly, you're absolutely right. I probably wouldn't be here on time for the radio show if it weren't for Mary and Kelly. I'm so grateful and appreciative of all of the work that they do to help support our college, and especially me in the president's office.
Very good. So did you get out and vote yesterday,
or
as busy as you are?
I did, absolutely. I think it's really an honor to be able to be in a country where you're able to express your ideas and be a part of the democratic process. And I just want to give a great big thank you to all of the folks that continue to provide public service, whether it's an elected position or an appointed position, because I just know how much time and effort it takes to do that kind of work, to be a good community advocate, listen to people, and try to do what we can to improve the communities in which we all reside. So congratulations to all of the winners, and thanks again to everyone that participated. And I'm sure those that have provided service in the past but may not be in a position will continue to be strong advocates for our community.
Very good. I know that your calendar is always busy with all kinds of special events on top of everything that's just always happening. I know that either recently or coming up is something called the American Association of Community Colleges Conference.
Yes, you know, springtime is always a busy time for us. I sometimes reflect that fall is the most busy time because we're starting new semesters and a lot of activity on campus. But boy, this time of year, we're getting ready for end of semester events. We've got a great event tonight where we're going to highlight our employees with their special recognition event. And next week, we'll be in Chicago at the American Association of Community Colleges event. Gateway is so proud to be a part of that national network of support for colleges. And we're going to be hosting a general session with Nick Pinchuk, the CEO from Snap-on, who will have a chance to address over 2,000 college administrators. I'm very excited about that because we have a great affiliation with Snap-on, and Nick's been very proud of his partnership with Gateway Technical College. And we're going to host a session also. We'll be hosting a session for certifications. Gateway was selected as one of 20 colleges in America to participate in a program funded through the Lumina Foundation to help build credentials in the academic programming. So students that have a chance to earn their degrees but also earn industry certifications. And we'll highlight that, and we're going to have a great time, I think, celebrating our leadership role and continue to learn and find new ideas to bring back to the Gateway community.
Very good. Speaking of partnerships, I understand that Gateway has a new partnership with the University of Milwaukee.
We do. Very proud of that. We've got great partnerships with our universities, including, you know, our dual enrollment program and our Forward Together initiative with Chancellor Ford at UW-Parkside. And we've talked about on the program in the past the great articulation agreements we have with Milwaukee School of Engineering and Marquette and UW-Whitewater. But this week we actually had a very, I think, transformational effort for us in the area of architectural engineering. UW-Milwaukee has one of the premier programs in the country for architecture, especially as it relates to urban architecture. And so now, between Gateway and UW-Milwaukee, we're going to be developing a new articulation agreement so students can start their program at Gateway, take either our architectural engineering program or our civil engineering program or our geospatial engineering program, and transfer those directly to UWM to continue their studies. And I think it's going to be another great avenue and a pathway for students to be successful right here in Southeast Wisconsin.
Fantastic. I know that something you are very excited about is Gateway's new mobile training lab. So when does that hit the road?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Well, there's so many things. You know, I'm excited about our mobile training lab because this is a new venture. We've never done this before, but in working with LDV out of Burlington and Snap-on and other partners, we put together a vehicle, 20-foot long vehicle that's going to have equipment in it that we'll be able to take to high schools and middle schools and provide hands-on experience for students so they can get excited about technical careers and see firsthand how things like multimeters work and 3D printers work and really become engaged in the application of some of these new technologies and hopefully inspire them to come to Gateway and see all of the great programs that we have and participate in some of our labs. And, you know, we've got many different venues to expose students to careers, including Take Your Child to Work Day, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. We're excited to host that again on campus and some of the great events that we've continued to hold for career fairs. But nothing like bringing a big truck onto a high school campus with all kinds of exciting things inside to get young people excited and motivated to learn more. So we'll be launching that later this summer. Right now, we're continuing to work on the build-out, and when it's done, I'm sure our community will see us driving around town promoting technical education.
Fantastic. Before we get to our guests, I know you want to say a quick word about April 22nd, which is Earth Day.
I do. You know, April just fills up. Every day there's something very special, whether it's Take Your Child to Work Day or the great celebration we're going to have with our administrative professionals. But on April 22nd, we celebrate Earth Day. I believe this is our seventh year of a community-wide celebration for Earth Day, and it gets bigger every year. Literally over 2,000 people attend. It'll be here on the Kenosha campus, and it really complements what we did last month with the EcoFest over on the Racine campus, which was a tremendously successful event. But we'll have community vendors that'll be here to help people understand key aspects of the environment like recycling and certainly this time of the year like cleaning up your garden and getting ready for spring planting. But we'll also take a really hard look at some of the things that we can do to help improve our community through some of the technical training programs we offer, workshops, and community volunteerism. You know, Earth Day really is a celebration of everyone getting out and really appreciating the environment by volunteering and working and cleaning parks or cleaning the streets. And our students do that as well, and we want to make sure that we continue to remind ourselves that we all have a responsibility to play, whether it's in our own backyard, cleaning our gardens, or if it's in the community park. So I hope that people come out and participate and really have a chance to celebrate Earth Day here, right here in Gateway Technical College.
Well said. Well, time for us to introduce our three guests that you have brought with you today to talk about Gateway's Administrative Professionals Program.
It's about time that we actually have this program on the air. I mean,
no kidding.
I know how important it is to me personally. I'm sure our listeners are going like, oh yeah, I better write that down on my calendar, right? Because there are so many key aspects of the work that we do in which we really depend upon each other, whether they're in a role of administrative professional or a colleague at another branch. And we celebrated yesterday administrative in-service that we had, and we concentrated on the theme of teams and how collectively together we can get so much more done than just a single individual. So the celebration of Administrative Professionals week and day is very important to all of us, but me personally here, like I mentioned, with the great team that we have here. So Gateway has had an administrative professional program, and many of our professionals in our community have come through that program. So today we'll have a chance to hear from two of our students and one of our instructors, Ellen Burton, who will help us better understand why this day is important for us to celebrate and help us get a better context to what types of skills are taught in the programs. Janine Dyer, one of our students, is working in the field right now, so we can get a context of what it's like to go to school and work at the same time and maybe a little insight to how we could become better supervisors or bosses and getting an understanding of how we can support our administrative professionals better. And then Demi Nelson, who is a terrific student here as well and really an advocate for student leadership. And part of our focus today is to talk about student leadership and how our professional organizations are involved in helping support students connect to jobs but also develop their skills outside of the classroom.
Very good. So a warm welcome to all three of you. And let's begin with Ellen Burton, who is an instructor in the Administrative Professional Program here. First of all, how long have you been here at Gateway teaching in the program, and what did you do before that?
Well, thank you for having us, first of all. And I've been at Gateway for 15 years, so I will be attending the employee recognition tonight as the celebration for that event. And I work with a great team of seven other instructors, actually six others plus myself. make up the team of administrative professional instructors.
What did you do before you came to Gateway?
I was I worked for the development director for the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee, and I also worked then right after college, I worked up in Appleton for a benefit consulting firm.
And in a sense, probably doing a lot of what you teach others how to do then.
Yes, yes. And so that's where I got my background. And I have a undergraduate degree in business, but I had always wanted to teach. So when I was working for the development director, she was really a mentor of mine. I'm passionate about the nonprofit sector because that's really where I came through. And she kind of motivated me to go back to school and obtain my teaching certification. So that's how I kind of came roundabout to Gateway.
And here you are.
And here I am.
And Ellen, you work here on the Kenosha campus.
Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about where all of these types of programs are offered throughout the district?
Well, they are offered on all three campuses, Elkhorn, Racine, and Kenosha. We do offer online classes as well as traditional daytime and evening courses as well. We're a 66-credit program to obtain an associate's degree, which is also transferable to then some of the four-year institutions, just like Brian was talking about, the partnership with UWM. And we have partnerships like that with other four-year colleges.
And I think that's really important for people to understand, because sometimes we think like, oh, you can just go into these jobs and you'll learn these skills just by osmosis. You know, if you do it long enough, you'll learn it. But really, there's a science behind administrative professionals and behind all of our programs. So this is an associate degree level program that can lead to a baccalaureate degree and can lead to supervision skills and a lot of things that are involved in helping really fully understand how to manage an operation.
Can you give us kind of a sense of how the program is put together and the kinds of things that a typical student will study as they make their way through the curriculum?
Oh, sure. We have like a two-year associate degree program as well as a one-year diploma program for an office assistant. And what we find is a lot of students start out in the office assistant and then they like it so much that they decide to pursue the associate's degree program. And they take courses in Microsoft applications, meeting and travel arrangements, project management, emerging trends and technologies, as well as the general education requirements that are required for all Gateway programs.
Very good. And it's President Albrecht, I was glad you said the thing about the assumptions people make that this is the kind of thing where you just sort of learn on the job as you go, and that's really an inefficient way to do something.
Absolutely, especially if you want to do it correctly. And really, if you think about project management and organizational skills, communication skills, how important all of those are for any organization, especially managing people, because that's usually the conflict, right? We didn't understand, we didn't communicate, we weren't organized well enough. And to be able to have not only the technical skills of the software manipulation, but the personal skills, and we call them sometimes employability skills, how do you work in teams and work with other groups, organize projects, those are so essential to productivity and efficiency. And really what's going to drive organizations and in the past and continue forward in the future is really how do we streamline our services and become more effective and efficient in the jobs that we have.
Very good. Let's meet our two Gateway students who are both in the Administrative Professionals Program. Let's begin with Janine Dreyer. Janine, tell us a little bit about yourself and at what point you decided to come to Gateway and this interesting experience you're having also right now of being both a student and someone out in the workforce.
Right. Thank you. I was one of those people that didn't go to college after high school. And over a course of time, I recognized that my skills and knowledge to compete in the job market weren't there. So with technology changing so quickly, I struggled to be efficient at my job. So I thought, well, Gateway's the best avenue to go.
So you enrolled in the Administrative Professional Program here? I mean, is that was in place when you started?
Yes. Yes.
How'd you find out about it?
Through the job center, actually.
Oh, terrific.
I went and took some career assessments, what I wanted to be when I grew up. I did that. And through the job center, they said, well, Gateway's a great place to get your education for that.
Now, had you already done some work in offices, sort of doing the work of an administrative assistant or administrative professional, but just not doing it to the level that you wanted? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Right. I always found myself being an assistant in various positions or companies and I felt that it was a good role for me. I don't like being up front, and I like taking care of all the small tasks, and so that the boss can focus on the bigger things.
Yeah, you must really love being on live radio then this morning, huh?
Yeah,
feels a little strange, huh?
What was it like, though, making that realization to say, I need to go back to school? You know, because you said you did it a little bit later in life, and, you know, were you nervous about that? And how supportive was Gateway and some of the faculty to say, you know, you can do this, we're here to help you?
Right. It was 25 years.
25 years.
Right. So it was a big leap. But I met with a counselor. We agreed that probably a face-to-face classes were the best for me. So I did that. I took the face-to-face, and through the face-to-face, I was able to graduate to the online classes.
Terrific. So, are you almost completing with your career now, with your degree?
Yes, I am an administrative professional. I've actually continued my education with Gateway since I graduated in 2012.
Fantastic.
I'm currently taking a course that will help me get my human resources certification.
So I think it points to the whole thing of lifelong learning, and that even once you complete your degree, there's more to be learned. And I'm sure that the job that you're in continues to provide you those opportunities and say, wow, if I develop skills in these areas, I can advance my career. And that's the whole idea behind Career Pathways. And you've taken the first step to move into this degree area, and now it's leading you into other degrees.
Right.
That's
right.
Cool.
Very good. Well, it's great to have you here. We also have a second student with us, Demi Nelson. So tell us about yourself and how you found yourself in Gateway's Administrative Professional Program.
I have been a student here at Gateway Technical College since 2010, and I will be the first in my family to be a college grad.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
My family haven't took on this task of getting a degree, and Gateway has taught me to a lot of lessons that I've learn in the real world to kind of open up. You know, I used to be a shy person, and Gateway has opened my shell with, you know, presentations and stuff that we did in a classroom that really helped me be a good communicator with not only the students, but, you know, in a crowd.
Mm.
You know?
That's so a big step, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wish your audience could see me smile, because I've known Demi now for over a year.
Yes,
I've never known you to be shy. So you're absolutely right.
Yes.
The program is working.
Yeah.
But, you know, you must be very proud of yourself.
Yes,
first person to graduate from college. And I can only imagine how proud your family is
right.
of you to make that step. And it's a journey, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It takes.
Yes.
It doesn't happen overnight, and you've been at it for several years. And,
yeah.
you know, you just keep chipping away and learning
right.
new skills and taking one class at a time. And before
right.
you know it, you know, you've
mm-hmm.
accomplished something that, in this case, no one else in your family's accomplished. Yeah. So congratulations.
Well, I had faculty members really bring out the creative side of me and work with me and challenge me to really think outside the box and really learn things that I was kind of afraid to learn. So
yeah. And think about the career path, administrative professional, that's exactly
right.
what it's all about, right?
Right.
Problem solving.
Right.
So
right.
people are looking to you to kind of solve their problem.
Yes.
Right? And so you have to be creative thinkers, and you have to be, you know, willing to continue to learn, because there's solutions out there that you've got to try to investigate
mm-hmm.
and find ways to bring those to the organization.
Yes, mm. yes.
That's terrific.
Yes.
So what brought you to the administrative program? I mean, did anything in particular sort of entice you where you thought, that's for me, that's the place I belong?
No, I've been an administrative assistant for many years, working for a nonprofit organization that helps the people that's less fortunate,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to pay me more money, but they wanted me to have a degree so that, you know, I had to go back to school to get the degree, and I'll be graduating next month. So,
you know, I think that highlights a little bit of what I mentioned in our opening comments about the work that Gateway's doing to help build credentials and pathways. And
right.
so this is a great example of how mm-hmm. you were able to elevate your pathway a little bit further by getting your degree, and it'll
right.
add additional income, which will give you greater support for your family.
Right.
And what a terrific story and message to be able to share with our community. And I just want to say, you know, congratulations on completing the degree next month. I look forward
right,
to seeing you
right.
at commencement ceremonies for all of that. And I think it's also telling to say that as you continue to advance within the organization that you serve, that more doors will open and opportunities continue to be provided because you're have demonstrated your ability and willingness to continue to learn.
Right.
Janine, I understand that there is recently a conference for administrative professional students. Tell us a little bit about what happened there and the kinds of things that you and other participants learned.
Well, they've started I guess they're going to do this on an annual basis. Last year was the first year that that they had done it. I was a speaker as a former student, and I think it's a good idea. I think it brought a lot of people together, and I think a lot of people learned through the sessions a lot of things. And with technology changing, you constantly, as an administrative professional, have to continue to learn what's going on.
What was your topic that you spoke on?
At the conference last year, it was just a Q&A for students. They brought in some employers.
So they got to quiz you a little bit on what it was like to be out in the workforce. Right. That's great. That's great. You know, I think it's one of the unique advantages of colleges like Gateway, where we really try to keep small class sizes and build a relationship with the instructors and the development of professional support models, whether it's our student organizations. We have 44 student organizations at Gateway. Might be a class field trip. I know horticulture just went down to Chicago to the floral show, and they were in Milwaukee at a big design show. And the administrative professionals held a professional conference, so they get real-world experience on what it's like to be in front of groups and to have interactions, of get some best practices. And a lot of those professional development elements happen outside or co-curricular along with the class experience, and just helps to broaden out the experience of our students beyond the classroom.
Absolutely. Ellen Burton, maybe you can say a word about this matter of technology and how that has changed what an administrative professional is expected to be able to do. What kind of skills are we talking about that this kind of work requires that were not required, say, 15 or 20 years ago?
Well, the technology skills have changed, and it is a challenge both as instructors and students, and I'm sure the administration, to keep up with the technology at a technical college. So we're kind of struggling with that. But the Microsoft Office applications is one of the key things that employers ask for when they're seeking graduates from our program. So those are very important. But also the whole cloud technology, which is at the forefront, email management, calendaring, and like I said before, project management. So those are really some technical skills, social media skills that our grads need to know.
And I imagine that over the course of the 15 years that you've been here at Gateway, you've been right there as a lot of these technologies have emerged or sort of taken the forefront. I suppose sometimes certain things come along and they're not immediately adopted by offices, and then the next thing you know, everybody's doing such and such, and you suddenly have to be in a position to train your students to be fluent in whatever that technology is.
Yes, and that does happen. But what we find as instructors, we need to give them a skill set so as the technology is changing that they know the resources to go to for that changing technology. And that's one of our goals.
Yeah, you know, I would encourage all of our listeners just to kind of step back and just observe a little bit how their day actually flows. And I'm sitting in a radio station right now, Greg, with you and our guests here, and I'm watching how you manage this operation. You've got two laptops going, three monitors, and you've got a switchboard that's happening, and everything is functioning electronically back and forth, and there's software and there's management styles that help organize all of that. And I think about sort of my daily activities in the office, and you know, I'm managing a Twitter account, and how do I do that? Kelly helps me set up the Twitter account in order to do that. Mary's managing three different schedules that we have going to try to keep local activities and national activities on board, and you know, we continue to balance and manage and try to find new ways to improve our process and our system, and technology drives a lot of that. And so for colleges like Gateway to be able to have some of those applications in the classrooms and in the labs and give students a chance to practice with all of that and be put under what I might say stressful situations at times, because it doesn't always work smoothly like it should, I think really provides an advantage for the graduates going out, because they would have been sort of field tested already in these areas.
Absolutely. Demi, talk about the way in which technology has made a difference both in the work you do and in the studies that you've done here in the Gateway program. I mean, how significant has technology been in that?
It's been very important. I would like to share an experience that I had at a recent event at Gateway. One of the moderators was having technical difficulties and I, with her presentation, and I was able to help her, assist her with the presentation, and she made a statement that that I have glad that we have an administrative professional here in the room because it kind of helped me get through
her sticky situation.
Yes, because it was she was having a problem, but you know it was something that I knew that I can handle because I'm very technology savvy. So
yeah, that makes a huge difference, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does, and I think it helps build a sense of confidence within the team when people know that there are folks that they can depend upon, and oftentimes it is the administrative professional that. Is looked to find the solution, whether it's a technology solution and giving a presentation or whether it's really, I know, I remember that we met with a group a month ago. Can you help find all of that material again and keep us organized and really find a way to improve the flow of work that happens within an organization and do it in a way that has to be extremely challenging but coming out very positive. And so the exterior experience is something that has to be cordial, friendly, you know, uplifting and motivating for the customer as well. So customer service skills are so critical, along with, you know, just Lean Six Sigma quality efficiency skills. It's a combination of some really unique personality traits.
Absolutely. Janine Dreyer, describe to us what the typical classroom or lab setting is when for a student in Gateway's program. I mean, does it just look like an office or a bunch of cubicles? Or, I mean, what's there? I mean, and what is the setup that allows you to access some of the technology you need to really learn?
As a student, it could look like a conventional classroom, like you indicated. It could be chairs, tables, computers. But it could also look like your kitchen table, taking an online class. You can be riding the train and taking a class on your tablet. I don't think there's a typical classroom any longer. I mean, you can learn just about anywhere.
I think that's a good description of actually how work flows today, too. You know, sometimes we think administrative assistant must be in an office, but not necessarily. I mean, the work is really divided into many different ways. I like the example of could happen at your kitchen table, could happen on the train, and all of that work continues to flow, and we have a lot of our systems that happen virtually, and you know our IT support services are a good example. A lot of those happen virtually. But I would like to just ask Ellen to comment a little bit because we've done a little bit of work here trying to establish what you might call a practicing lab, a lab that kind of gives it a little bit more of an experience of being in an office environment with cubicles. And there's some systems that are set up where a student is in one side of the room and then the technology is on the other side and they've got to be able to manage the whole thing without, you know, almost like if we're in different buildings. So,
sure. And what we try to do with those situations, whether it be in the lab or like Janine described in an online experience, is we really want the students then to take that experience and we have an internship so that they can take that what they're learning in the classroom or online in their coursework and really put it to work in an internship. And that's one of our components in the final semester of their program, that they do an internship with an organization or a business in the Tri-County area.
And how important is that for a student? I know that the Bioscience Center where my office is, we have interns here on a regular basis, and I find it to be very uplifting because they're so energetic and they really want to try to learn how the operations of the college work.
Mm-hmm. And what we find is students have work experience, so they might be working in another field, and I think that's good, but a lot of this experience comes from they're actually going to work in an office setting with responsibilities, office responsibilities, and it's a time for them to really know if they can do the job, if they can use their skills, what skills they liked, what kind of organization they might want to eventually work for, and things like that.
And are these internships which happen even if somebody already has been working in the profession, I mean, in the outside world, do they still have this internship experience as part of the program here at Gateway?
Yes, and we do have students who are currently employed in an office setting, and they can use that setting as their component. But we also have students like Demi, who is actually working in a nonprofit organization, and she didn't have any office experience prior to the internship. So we do get a combination. We work with the students as best we can to get them a good placement out in the communities.
I think that's so important. You know, one of the uniquenesses of the Wisconsin Technical Colleges and driven right here at Gateway is that we really try to drive real-world experiences. And so, for example, people are pretty familiar in nursing. You do a clinical, so you spend a semester out in the hospital and practicing your skill, developing the art of being a nurse, right? In engineering, you might do an internship where you're working for a company and helping lay out roads on the interstate, and so you're getting some real-world application. And many of our programs have that type of experience built in. It might be called a co-op experience, an internship, work-related education. Apprenticeship is another good model that we support here at the college. And what I think is important is that an administrative professional, that same level of you've got to have some context to the knowledge that you're learning in the classroom. And how do you get that? You apply it by being put under a little bit of pressure in a real-world work experience and having to solve problems. And so I'm very proud that Gateway over the years has been a main supporter of the internship program. And, in fact, we see that being emphasized even more now. Governor Walker just announced two new positions in Madison to help coordinate internships for the state of Wisconsin to try to get more exposure so that we can help develop a talent pipeline, because as we know, the demographics are working against us for helping assure that we have talented and skilled people going into careers. And this is one of the important careers I think that we should all be talking about with developing of internships.
Absolutely. Let's hear from each of our students on what your particular internship experiences were. Demi, tell us about yours.
My internship was working for a nonprofit organization. And like I was telling Ellen before, before I entered the program, I didn't know anything about Excel. And I was able to learn from my studies here at Gateway to actually apply that to the job and teach them some of the techniques that most businesses use and with the software, with the, you know, Excel and Access. And it actually made me a better worker in the field that I'm in. So that's good.
I have a follow-up question to that. Part of the unique thing about an internship is it forces you to work with other people already in the profession.
Right.
So a classroom setting is one thing because everybody sort of has a similar interest. They want to take a class together and learn those skills together. But when you're on an intern, you're kind of on an island by yourself.
Right.
And you've got a lot of new colleagues that have expectations of you and everything. So what's it like to build that bridge from, you know, having a group of students that have a similar interest and now you're the person they're looking to help solve their problem?
Well, I was able to bring new trends to the field that the company didn't know about, and I was able to introduce some things that kind of could save them money and stuff, so that would kind of help me out to do my job
well. I bet that helps build confidence, self-confidence.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yes,
to know that, you know, I can do this job. I've got the skills to be able to do it. That's
yes.
pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
How about you, Janine Dreyer? What was your internship experience?
My internship was with Gateway and Denise Schneider, which is just right across the parking lot here. And I think my internship, it was good. I mean, they took everything that I learned and they applied it. I mean, they do a good job of placing you in a profession or in the internship that is applicable to, you know, what you're taught.
Yeah. What were some of the tasks that you were working with Denise?
I did an Excel spreadsheet. I helped her with the job fair that was going on in Elkhorn, and we I had to build an Excel spreadsheet and calculate attendance based on zip code, some of those things.
So these are activities that would normally take place at Gateway that you know, someone would be doing, and we're able to kind of work with our students to help develop those, not only the skills, but get that work done, get that job accomplished so that we can provide greater services to our community. That's
fantastic.
Pretty neat.
One of the things we've kind of touched on already, Ellen Burton, is that the modern office workplace is a complicated place, probably more complicated than it used to be. And in many cases, it's a scenario where you have fewer people doing more things. And so in many cases, a given administrative professional has to really engage in multitasking. I mean, taking care of all kinds of things, sometimes things that are vastly different from one another, sometimes simultaneously. Are you able to teach that? Is that the kind of, or is that just kind of a natural gift that some people have and some people don't, to cope with that kind of a complicated work scenario?
I don't really think you can teach multitasking, but what I do think you can teach is organizational skills, time management, stress management, to focus on the task at hand, to ask questions, not be afraid to ask questions, and also to work efficiently and effectively as best they can. And I think that's all an employer would ask of their administrative professional.
It sounds like good a couple answer. Of classes I could take there, organizational management and stress management.
Exactly.
And I think also the fact that when you work with employers to develop internships or partnerships, and sometimes we call them business partnerships, you get a chance as faculty members to really see some of the changes that are taking place. And it's like anything, you know, organizations go through an evolution. Some might be in more isolated cubicle arrangements where they're working independently. Others might be in a much broader team-wide experience. They might be going through, you know, Lean Six Sigma type training. And there's all different aspects of way organizations operate, some historically and some based on some practice or principle around organizational leadership.
We are doing this conversation today because the 27th of April is Administrative Professional Day, and it's a day that in which we can pause and be especially appreciative of the good work that administrative professionals do in our lives. I understand actually that whole week is actually devoted to that, with the 27th being the
yes.
extra special day. Tell us a little bit about the background of that. How long has this been around, this special day for administrative professionals?
Administrative Professionals Day was started in 1952 as National Secretaries Day. And, of course, the name since then has evolved into Administrative Professionals. And it is just a day or a week. If some people forget the actual day, they do have Thursday and Friday yet to catch up. That they can celebrate having an administrative professional in their organization and the value that that person brings to the organization. At this point, we have three divisional associates who work very closely with us, our associate dean and our dean, and I'd like to just give a special shout out to Erica and Elizabeth and to Vicky, who are the associates on all three campuses, who really help the BITS division in many, many situations. So it is a chance to celebrate the day, celebrate the profession, and to be proud of to be an administrative professional.
I think that's fantastic. I just wrote down April 27th and circled it, so Mary and Kelly will get a special support on that day as well. And I know before the program started, Demi and Janine wanted me just to emphasize to their colleagues that they work with, they prefer celebrating the entire week. So don't just write down the 27th. Every
That's
day
right.
should be a
Five
administrative
days.
Professional day.
By the way, Ellen, can you clarify the terminology here? Because we've been talking mostly about administrative professionals. We often talk about administrative assistants. Are those terms interchangeable, or is there a kind of a special distinction when we talk about an administrative professional? Is that a higher level of skill and higher level of education?
No, I don't think it's a higher level of skill. Where that comes from is there's an International Association of Administrative Professionals, and so that's where that terminology comes from. And also the other tech colleges throughout the state use the title administrative professional.
Okay.
So we're all kind of on the same page with that terminology.
Yeah. Ellen, could you describe a little bit on how the curriculum is developed for this particular program? And do all 16 of the technical colleges offer the program? Is it unique to Gateway? Or is there a network that you work with that help develop sort of the new skills as they evolve?
Well, I think most technical colleges, I can't speak to all, but I think most of them do offer an administrative professional program throughout the state. We do have once a year a state called meeting, which instructors attend with all the other AP instructors throughout the state to work on curriculum, to work on certificate. The pathways is now a big focus to work on student learning, student assessment. And so we try to look at what the other programs throughout the state are doing and to kind of model ours with some of their ideas. From the other programs. So there is some coordination
sure.
throughout the state.
And so What is it like when you have a young person that comes to you and it's their first semester and they're shy or they're nervous about their program because they're not exactly sure what their future holds for them? And now, when they've graduated or they're getting ready to graduate next month and you see how confident they are, what is that experience like being an instructor?
It's just wonderful. It really is. When we see those first semester students come in, and usually they take the entry-level courses and they're very intimidated and nervous, especially about the typing, because they do have some benchmarks that they have to achieve in the typing field. But now I see the two ladies sitting next to me and the associates that I work with and I see around the college. I'm just so proud of them, and they do such a great job.
It must be great to see them out in the community, mm-hmm. With their jobs and supporting their families, and it's just a great thing. Mm-hmm. Demi, I notice you're nodding through that whole comment there. But so what would be the kind of one bit of advice or takeaway that you would give to a person listening that's thinking, maybe I should update my skills and go back to school, and you've made that step. So what would you give them for advice?
Well, I would like to say that you're never too old or too young to learn. We learn something new every day, and it's better to get the knowledge that you can get in a school setting to kind of not just get your skill set there, but to open up your shell. Most people that, they don't know how to communicate because they haven't learned mm-hmm. the effective way of doing it. And Gateway taught me a lot of how to, say my wording right and take English classes and stuff. And it's been very beneficial to me as a person to open up my shells.
And has it been sort of transformational and exposing you to a wide variety of new friends and new colleagues that you'll probably see in your profession now and really begin to build that professional network?
Yeah. Well, it taught me how to network. It taught me how to get out there and really be, like Ellen said, ask questions when you need to, know some things about the profession and get that professional communication going with people. So,
yeah, Jeanine, I'd ask you the same type of question about now that you've gone through the experience and you're actually advancing into a second degree area now, and thinking back upon the whole experience and, would have you ever imagined that you're this far along and you're now helping to try to almost mentor or provide advice or counsel others to go into these types of programs? What has it done for you personally in helping to change the way that you think about the role of education?
That's a good question. My experience was very rewarding with Gateway. They give you all the tools to succeed, and it wasn't what I expected. They really want you to, go out in the work field with as much knowledge as you can. They do a really good job of setting you up and giving you all the tools to do it.
I think it's intriguing, too, that you're here as a graduate. So do you stay in contact with the faculty and the program? And it looks like they kind of lean on you to be speakers at different professional development events. And
yes, I actually enjoy helping out. I'm part of an advisory committee as well. So I continue to be in contact with Gateway and give back.
Terrific. I didn't realize you were part of the advisory committee. We've talked about that on the show before as well, Greg, that our programs have advisory committees in Ellen. So do you recruit professionals from the region that help serve on the advisory committee, and how often do they meet?
The advisory committee meets twice a year, and it is from a cross-section of all types of organizations throughout the Tri-County area, and we have had a very good attendance at our advisory committee, and their input is invaluable to us. To make our program move forward.
Very good. So if people want more information about the administrative professional program here at Gateway, what should they do?
My first suggestion would be to visit the website, gtc.edu, and click on Programs of Study, and we are located in that list of programs, and that would be a good starting point. And then, of course, always to start the application process and get that moving forward.
Very good. Well, I think we've given a lot of people a lot to think about today, not only about the possibility of pursuing serious study in this, but also sort of reminded people about the essential work that professional administrators do in offices all across the land. And President Albrecht, for one, is going to appreciate his
Absolutely.
His two wonderful administrative professionals in his office, and especially on April 27th.
You got
right?
that right, Greg. I wrote it down.
Very good. So very warm thanks to all three of you for being participants today. Ellen Burton, who is an instructor in the Administrative Professional Program here at Gateway, wonderful to meet you.
Thank you.
And so happy to have with us two sterling students in the program, Janine Dreyer and Demi Nelson. Best wishes to both of you
thank
and all
you.
Of your future exploits. And great to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
and
us.
And, of course, President Brian Albrecht, it's always great to have you here each and every month. We look forward to your visit in May.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm Gregory Berg. It's 8:56. We're going to finish out the hour by listening to singer and songwriter Amora Smiley and her group Voco, a song called Parting Friends. Singer-songwriter Maura Smiley and her group Voco. They are performing two concerts over the next couple of days. Today at 6 o'clock, a free concert at Siebert Chapel on the campus of Carthage College. They will also be appearing with the Women's Ensemble, which is offering up the world premiere performance of a brand new work composed by Maura Smiley. And then as part of Carthage's highly acclaimed chamber music series, there will be a concert again by Maura Smiley and Voco tomorrow night, Thursday night, 7:30 p.m., again at Siebert Chapel. Tomorrow night's concert as well, free and open to the public. A marvelous opportunity to enjoy the exquisite artistry of Maura Smiley and Voco. Support for the morning show comes